one of the most successful programs in the MIAA over the last 11 years now. Had a great year last year, 9-3, bowl game champions. Going to be great. We have our spring game tonight, and that'll start off at about 7 o'clock. But the main reason I want to get on here and let everybody know, we are still doing some constructions and renovations at Welch Stadium. So if you're going to want to watch the game tonight, you're going to have to come in on the east side of the stadium. The west side, we have taken out all of the old bleachers, and we're getting ready to replace those. We've done a lot of concrete work to firm up some of that over there. If you remember over the past few years, maybe some of those steps might have been crumbling a little bit. So we've got some new concrete in there. We're doing that. But not really quite safe to get everybody in there right now on that west side, and we don't want to get anybody in, you know, in any harm's way or anything. So we're going to open up the east side only tonight. And that should be open fairly early. We'll probably open those gates around 6 o'clock. 7 o'clock is when the team will do their first of the practice session that they're going to do. Their first quarter is going to be what they call championship drives, where they'll put their, you know, their ones [S2] Sure. [S1] Versus ones, twos versus twos, all that, go through. Then our second quarter is when we'll actually play live. We'll have about a 15-minute running clock there, and we'll get to see what actually can happen. There'll be some hitting and some popping and going through that. Then at halftime, we'll recognize our seniors from last year with their Heritage Bowl championship, get them some rings and hand it out there. That'll be nice. And then the second half is going to be the Legends game, which is where we bring back a lot of our alumni to come back and play. Heard some rumors there might be a, you know, maybe an appearance by Braden Gleason, maybe an appearance by someone named Brent Wilson, maybe a Mitch Foot sighting, who knows, some of those old greats. And then we've also got some people from a little bit farther back that have come back, too. And those really? Are always the fun ones. And who knows, you might even have Coach Higgins out there and slinging it around every once in a while. So,
well, he's been known to get out there and do that.
Yeah, yeah, he will. He'll get out there. I think the rules are a little bit different when he's back there, though. I don't think you get a rush at all. So, but that's a, you know, should be done. You know, hour and a half, nice compact evening tonight. Love to have everybody come out and get kind of a first look at that. And then we'll also have on hand some of our signees that we've already had, so we'll recognize them at halftime as well. So, should be a great way to get ourselves energized for fall football. We'll also be taking some deposits for seating for season tickets for next year if you want to kind of get your spot saved early. We are, like I said, we're redoing stuff over on the west side. New bleachers, we're going to be putting in new seats too, so there'll be some new seating plans in place. You know, we're going to have to, we put in some handrails too, which will help people get up and down in there. Yeah. It's really going to be a nice renovation of the stadium, but, you know, they'll be a little bit different on some seating stuff, so be looking for some information on that here later on this summer. We'll get that taken care of. But
yeah,
beautiful night tonight for fall football in the spring.
Indeed. You're right. Emporia State football coming off another great year under Coach Higgins. So, construction-wise, on Welch, are you expected to have this stuff done by the National D2 Outdoor Championships, Don?
Yes, 100%. Okay. We were close to getting it done. Had a couple of rain setbacks, though, to keep us from getting the bleachers in today. We were hoping to have that done, but we should have it done before then. Now, there will be some other changes that will happen after the championships. We will change our chair back seats will be changed out after the championships, but we'll get those done hopefully before the Shrine Bowl
yeah,
in the end of June as well. So a lot of things going on. We've got our new lights in now. We'll get a first chance to see those underneath, you know, playing football underneath the lights, which is kind of nice. We have had one track meet there underneath them, and our timer at the time said that that was the best lighting he's ever had for an outdoor track meet. We did those. So it's really bright. But the thing is, it doesn't bleed out like conventional lighting does. Everything's kind of focused on the field and in the area of play. So it's nice.
The less bleeding, the better. That's what I always say.
Yep. Have it. Yep.
All right.
There you go.
Hey, Don, appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys. Hope to see everybody tonight.
All righty. Don Wiest, Associate Athletic Director, Head of Media Relations, ESU Spring Game.
Spring Game. Lots of fun.
Boy, perfect tonight. Partly cloudy.
Yeah.
Low down to about 41, so maybe a little bit of jacket weather, but that's great.
Hey, no problems there at all.
And, no wind to deal with here tonight.
Even better.
Get on out and, yeah, check out the Hornet Spring Football Game tonight on the campus of ESU at 6:52.
Need to make a change? get the latest devices at Next Tech Wireless.